October 2, the elements melt with fervent heat. The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the elements shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. 2 Peter 3:10. In the day of the Lord, just before the coming of Christ, God will send lightnings from heaven in his wrath, which will unite with fire in the earth. The mountains will burn like a furnace and will pour forth terrible streams of lava, destroying gardens and fields, villages and cities. And as they pour their melted ore, rocks, and heated mud into the rivers, will cause them to boil like a pot and send forth massive rocks and scatter their broken fragments upon the land with indescribable violence. Whole rivers will be dried up. The earth will be convulsed, and there will be dreadful eruptions and earthquakes everywhere. God will plague the wicked inhabitants of the earth until they are destroyed from off it. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard and be removed as a cottage. The elements shall be in flames, and the heavens shall be rolled together as a scroll. The earth's crust will be rent by the outbursts of the elements concealed in the bowels of the earth. These elements, once broken loose, will sweep away the treasures of those who for years have been adding to their wealth by securing large possessions at starvation prices from those in their employ. The great general conflagration is but just ahead, when all this wasted labor of life will be swept away in a night and day. There will be great destruction of human life. But as in the days of the great deluge, Noah was preserved in the ark that God had prepared for him, so in these days of destruction and calamity, God will be the refuge of his believing ones. Through the psalmist he declares, "Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. Then shall we not make the Lord our surety and our defense? We should be preparing for the mansions that Christ has gone to prepare for them that love him." There is a rest from earth's conflict.